Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
They say it's waking you up. I thought we were wanking you up because you see my thing fell out of my thing. It's crazy. Who the hell was in here last night and what has been on my microphone and where has it been gone?
I could just see in the corner of my eye your hands flying everywhere.
What it was slippery. Doing? I've slipped off it. If I'm scared if I move again, I'm going to slide out of here onto Birch Street. Let's go. Hey,
we're going to strap you in your chair this morning.
No, it's Are You Okay Day.
It is.
Are you okay?
I am okay. Thank you for asking. Are you okay?
I am okay. And it's really hard because I want to tell the world that you might think you are okay, but you don't look it. And that's really mean on Are You Okay
Day. That's really mean, Tom.
I know. It's out of all the days in the world, I have to say, you're pretty. Warren, you're really pretty.
Thank you. You know what? Lucky we're going to chat to someone later on because they're going to tell us.
I know. I'm leaving the office. You know that. I've been told I have to leave the studio when that's happening. I'm not listening here.
They're going to tell us how to ask someone if they're okay. And what to do is we're going to talk to them later on.
Are you okay? Do you need a sympathy route? I mean, that is the best way to make sure people are looking all right in the morning. Hey, listen, I'm shocked. It's 6:39 and the sun's up.
I know, it's getting lighter.
It's spinning me out.
So can we still cover? We can still cover a couple.
Oh, God, yeah. We're talking about that thing that grew out of that man's penis. Listen, we've got a chance to talk about dick here before 7 o'clock, and we're using every opportunity. Well, we're going to make sure it fills every opening of that time slot.
Well, according to a report coming out of King George Medical University
India, so it's not the Pontus Institute this week. This week he's gone. He's looking for correct statistics. Yeah.
Could you pull me up on that last week, so I'm careful now. Not from the Pons Institute.
Oh, good.
A 60-year-old man appears to have a horn growing out of his penis. A horn, and there's a photo, and it looks...
is it a photo? Is it two horns? Or is it like a single, like, unicorn horn?
No, it's a single.
Horn?
It's like a unicorn single horn.
Well, I mean, is that bad? I mean, I'm sure I've seen vending machines that have actually got condoms that are ribbed and horned for your pleasure. Oh, really? I mean, well, the guy's probably got a cure around the back.
Well, it's been removed once before, but it's grown back. The poor guy. And it's about 2 centimetres long, I think, according to reports.
His horn or his penis?
The horn.
Oh, the horn is 2 centimetres.
The horn. And apparently they don't know what it is. That's not what it... They can't diagnose what's causing it.
Maybe it's like a little man trying to get out. You know, trying to pop out all the time because it happens, doesn't it?
Have you ever had anything growing out of yours, Tom?
Well, if I did, I would have seen a medical professional and I wouldn't be doing it. No, I haven't. Well, not that I've looked.
Well, anyway, they've removed it, so it's gone. And I think they removed, you know, obviously some of the material around it so it doesn't grow back. But the poor guy, he's...
Andy, I need your help here with this photo. Is it very familiar to somebody sitting on the other side of the table there? Is this your medical record we're looking at, Warren? I didn't think you were going to... I thought that stuff had been sealed and wouldn't be allowed to be opened again.
Look out, Tom, I've got a horn.
You know, it's the best photo I've ever seen. Look, you should use that for your Grindr profile.
Have you been following Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, well, you know I have to. Because I'm secretly in love with Mr. Dan Osborne. Remember, I've showed you his pictures?
I must admit, when you showed me his pictures yesterday, I nearly fell off my chair.
So he's originally from a show called Townie, which is it Townie or something? The only way is Essex. Yeah, which
in 2013.
I think it's kind of short. I think it's a Townie thing or something.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Have you seen his pictures of him on the red carpet when he likes to show his package?
I've seen lots of pictures. But apparently now he focuses on fitness and he's got all these,
It's code for prostitution, I think it is.
But I tell you who I did know about, the other guy, Rodrigo.
You did know about him?
No.
Mr. Barbie face.
Yeah, and I was looking at photos of him. I was feeling really sad when I was looking at him yesterday because apparently he's had 6 ribs removed.
Okay.
I didn't realise that, to make his waist.
So you, when you saw him, you got sad?
No, when I was reading about it, I was feeling really sad. I thought, wow, the effort that people are going through for their looks. He's got this permanent 6-pack without going to the gym.
Oh, God, but I want that. Don't you know? I want that. How can I get that? But I don't want to look like him. That was creepy. I mean, because you felt sorry for him. I looked at that and just went, erection killer.
I mean, yeah, I didn't find him attractive at all. I think there's far too...
Yeah, but if he was driving an Uber, you would.
No.
We know you got a sleazy little thing for Uber drivers. Yeah. Go on, you're right. Yeah, I mean, other than if he wasn't driving an Uber, he wouldn't find him attractive.
I wouldn't, but I felt for him. Like, he's to have 6 ribs removed.
But let's get to the story.
Oh.
The creepy thing hit on Dan Osborne, and it's been removed from the house.
Well, Dan Osborne has claimed that Rodrigo left the Celebrity Big Brother house because he did something...
inappropriate.
...and acted inappropriately.
But see, this is wrong. If it was a man did it to a girl, would have there been a... Because now they've pushed it under the carpet. No one knows what's happened, but he was removed. He was screaming and yelling in the diary room, and then security moved him out. So something's happened after Dan's made a complaint.
So Dan's refused to offer any further explanation. He did say he didn't appreciate his actions.
Yeah.
He said there was an incident in the house. It was just something inappropriate, and I didn't appreciate it.
Look, I think the days... If you're not invited, keep your hands to your bloody self.
Do you know
what I mean? It's about time we did it. But, look, I'm going to actually come out here and say something that's probably going to upset some people. Have you seen this, Dan? If he was standing there naked in front of me with his dick out, I don't think I'd have the opportunity. I'd grab it as well. There's no way in hell. I know it's wrong. I'd probably be arrested. They can throw rocks at me on the way out. But there's no way in hell I'm not touching it. Have you seen it?
Because Dan has said, he's alleged that Rodrigo actually left him feeling, and I quote, uncomfortable.
Well, I can tell you now, Dan, when I finish, you'll be feeling very full. Uncomfortable won't be the word you're looking for.
It wasn't scary for me, just uncomfortable. Yeah. There you go.
I see, that's wrong. Keep your hands to yourself, people.
I agree. It doesn't matter who you are. I think you don't touch someone uninvited or without permission.
But then tell you what, if Dan was standing there with his little pee pee hanging out, I think I'd be grabbing.
But I must admit, Tom, I really feel for this Rodrigo guy. I think to go and have 6 ribs busted, facelift, his lifts are puffed up.
He's covered in that much plastic, he couldn't feel anything.
He'd melt in front of the fire.
Oh, that would be funny.
It would be horrible to see.
Don't stand too close to the candle at dinner because you're mad.
Did you see in the news yesterday, people are talking about Paul McCartney?
Are they what? They're talking about how old and flabby his butt's got?
No.
Could you imagine how long his testicles would be now? They'd be hanging down to his ankle. He's 108, isn't he? He could probably play piano with them. They're that long and bendy.
In an interview with GQ magazine, the singer...
Oh, I know GQ.
...admitted that at least once he and the boys gathered around...
Oh, the boys.
And ...turned off the lights...
Mm-hmm.
And masturbated.
Well, I'm not quite sure where the shock value
that's
of
what
this
I mean.
Is.
Why is this making news? Like, yesterday it was all
is that
over.
Because was Ono in there, you know, like, butting it all up for him, or was she walking around with... I mean, if that would be shocking, if they were sitting there, you know, and... You know, she's walking around with her lube, you know, squirting...
I don't get it. I don't know why this is such a big... I mean, we all do things...
Well, you know what? This is where this is going to end. He's saying, I'm not shocked at all, am I? Oh, I've never. It's because you spend your life in one, don't you? Come on. What did you do
have
in
you
high
ever,
school?
No, have you ever had a little, you know, session with your mates from high school?
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Well, yes, look, I've got to be careful what I say. Remember, there's people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to an old boys' school and I used to spend a lot of time with the sports captain, helping him put his balls away after sport. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, technically it wasn't going, but you know, we're doing that here now. We've got Matt in here today. We've got lovely Matt, our apprentice. We've got creepy Andy. Now that's what we could do our own. I mean, it's like 7 o'clock. Put it away.
Put it away. We can't talk about it anymore. It's crowed. That's it.
Yeah, but we still haven't figured out who was in this masturbation circle.
So John Lennon was in it.
Okay. Was there Ringo in there?
I don't know. Where are you going with...
I was just wondering, did anyone get a Ringo, you know? He played in the band, you filth.
McCartney said that members were coached...
Oh, but you can imagine when George Harrison came, they all put it away and left. I mean, he looks like the type, yeah. Shit, not him.
McCartney said they were coached into yelling out the names of whoever they were picturing. Oh. And that John Lennon yelled out Winston Churchill.
I think that was a joke, wasn't it?
Well, I hope so.
who else would you be yelling at in the 60s?
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so that's the news of the day. And we can't talk about it anymore. The cock has crowed.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.